Time for Joe Smith live on a Monday morning. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Glass. Margaret.
Good morning, Joe. Did you have a nice weekend?
Yeah. Couldn't ask for anything better, weather-wise and otherwise. So, yeah.
Cool. Cool.
Weather was great.
Glad to hear it.
And the great part about the weather, Joe, is we don't have to worry about rescheduling, canceling, putting things off till the end. The kids just go out and get a chance to play on the diamonds, the tracks, the hard courts, and the links. And that's where we'll start this morning. The Bloomington Panthers spring rain has continued. Purple rain, Joe, as South is knocking them tee to green and making the putts when they get there.
Well, they keep ascending the state polls. They're number three, and for good reason, they're flat good. Dustin Carver, South Panther golfers, won their third tournament of the spring, firing a 308 aggregate, beating 17th-ranked Evansville North by a couple of shots, winning the Washington Invitational down at Country Oaks in Montgomery. All five Southsiders sub-80, led by co-team medalists. Juniors Tanner Shapiro and Joe Weiler with 76s, senior Quinn Pizzo, and junior Brett Knorr had 78s, and senior Nick Burris is 79. Nick, earlier in the week, earned medal honors with a 71 as South beat Edgewood out at the Cades. The Panthers' next play, the Bloomington Country Club in Foxcliff on Wednesday and Thursday of this week, little two-day home and home with Martinsville. Elsewhere, senior Adam Baker had a career low 76 on the Eagle Creek course up in Indy in the Ritter Classic. He led Bloomington North to a fourth place finish for Brian Muehlhaus as they fired a 334 team score. Junior Luke Domer had a career best 78 in the 12 team field. Gary Lee's Edgewood Mustangs had two teams in its 9-team invite out of the Canes over the weekend. Freshman Jackson Wendell and junior Mitchell Hupp, 87 and 91 for team medal honors there. Bob Jones, Edgewood Mustangs, beat Bloomington North and West Vigo to cop the three-way round robin out at Ermal Clark Field on the baseball diamond. Solid pitching effort from senior Mac Quito and junior Tanner Colby as Mac beat the Cougs of Richard Hurt 2-1, spacing six hits. The run was unearned. Colby then shut out West Vigo 6-0, a route-going effort, a three-hitter with four strikeouts. Edgewood's now 7-3. They'll play tonight, kicking off their week, hosting Cloverdale at 5:30. The Cougars, by the way, came back, beat West Vigo 7-6 on junior Riley Crean's walk-off triple in the bottom of the eighth inning, evening its spring mark at 3-3 to start the week. Junior Will Klein clubbed his first home run of the year to aid the winning cause there. Meanwhile, senior Aaron Kaselich hurled a five-hitter as Bloomington South got a split with East Central down in St. Leon. Aaron's route-going effort makes him 2-0 on the spring. That run was unearned as Phil Klusner Panthers are now 4-5. They got two hits each from senior Tucker Blackwell and the sophomore Gavin Yeske in the 5-1 win. Both Panthers had two RBIs as well. Senior Nick Wright went 4-4 in the second game 5-4 loss. Mick Hammett's Edgewood softballers won its sixth of the year, routing North Putnam 9-1 behind a junior Carly Bland, who sealed the win with an outstanding pitching effort, allowing only one run and seven hits in the circle. Great hitting support as well, a 13-hit attack that night against North Putt. Senior Jordan Howell, junior Serena Morris, and junior Peyton Acup slammed home runs on the night, but the Mustang trio led Edgewood, going a combined 5-for-9 at the plate, 6 runs scored and 5 RBIs. Edgewood on a little bit of a run now. They've won 5 in a row after a 1-4 start. They'll host Cloverdale tonight at 5:30. Both city schools lost to the Terre Haute schools in Conference Indiana softball openers last week. North will start its week 5-1. South is 2-4 after losing 2 to Mooresville Saturday at Winslow. Meg Montgomery's crew will open week number 4 playing at B&L tonight at 6. North, by the way, is back home Tuesday night at 6 against Columbus North. Out on the tennis courts, Edgewood was zipped by Brown County 5-0. 16th-ranked Terre Haute South beat Barb Mills Cougar Girls 4-1. Junior Carolina Lopez, the lone win at 2 singles. That was only North's second match of the season. They'll play Columbus North tonight at Columbus, 6 o'clock there. South lost both of its matches in the tough Jasper invite. The Panther girls this year, coached by Gretchen Wertzman, who is the wife of IU men's head coach Jeremy Wertzman. They dropped 5-0 matches to fourth-ranked South Bend St. Joe and number 5 Jasper. They'll play South tonight in Indianapolis against Indianapolis Cathedral. On the track and field beat, South swept Martinsville last week. Larry Williams fellows routed them 109-23. Tom Stokes girls took care of business 112-20. Junior Caleb Budd swept the hurdles. Senior Chris Davis, he won the 2 and 400 meters, and senior Will Hopkins won both the shot and discus. 12 different Panther girls won events, and they won 2 of 3 relays. South will be in action tonight along with Lighthouse Christian. They'll be in action in the three-way over at Brown County. And IU-bound North Cougar senior Gracie Heap has a new career best in the long jump, 17:10.5, winning the event at the Midwest Prep Invite at Lawrence Central for Justin Helmer's maroon and gold. Elena Walls, a sophomore, was second in the discus. Also a career best effort from Elena, 128.6. And sophomore Grace Williams won the 3,200 and anchored the Cougars' two-mile relay team as well. No team scores were kept in that event. And Coach Justin's fellas, they finished sixth at the competitive Ben Davis relays. Sophomore Andrew Warren was second in the 3,200, and senior Isaac Benz, he had a hand in 3 top 4 relays in the Ben Davis relays for the Panthers. So a busy week as we move to week number 4 this week. In the zone, Dave and Glass, your phone calls tonight at 6. Reds on the radio against co-Western Division leader Colorado. First pitch tonight at 7:10.
And the Rockies come in, Joe, after beating the Cubs 2 out of 3 in Wrigley. The Reds gave the Cardinals all they wanted on the weekend after a quiet night on Friday. The Reds beat up Adam Wainwright on Saturday afternoon and were right in it. 2 outs, 2 strikes in the 8th, and again, 1 bad pitch separates them from, again, having a chance to come back. They follow the Cardinals 4-3 on the weekend, but the Cubs and Reds will be in the big riverfront. The Great American Ballpark. The GABP. That's a 4-game series starting on Thursday, and we'll give away some tickets to that here in just a few minutes if you want to get out and go. What else on the weekend that we need to pay attention to? The Pacers will be in action tonight. Playoffs. They had a great win against the 2-seeded Raptors in Toronto on Saturday afternoon. Paul George had a fantastic second half. Dave and I will talk about that, preview tonight's game as well. A lot of blowouts in the NBA last night. 30 points or more in a couple of them as the playoffs and everything is getting rolling now.
Yeah, and on the racing beat, Carl Edwards on a restart won the Bristol 500 yesterday, beating Little Lee, Dale Earnhardt Jr. Kurt Busch was third, Chase Elliott and Trevor Bayhn the top 5. Simon Pagenaud seems to be the hottest driver in the IndyCar circuit. He won again, giving Penske a win out in Long Beach at the Grand Prix there. And Brian Clausen took the lead, won the USAC opening night event at the Bloomington Speedway back on Friday night as they got their season rolling. Jared Fox, Bloomington's Ethan Fleetwood held off Ryan Tuzing to win the Race Saver Sprint Race as well down on the south side, quarter mile dirt.
Brandon Grace wins the Harbortown Golf Links Tour event, the RBC Heritage yesterday, his first win on this tour, Joe, but he's won plenty of golf tournaments over in Europe and in
14th,
South Africa.
14th ranked in the world, so yeah.
Not a surprise there.
That wasn't a real big surprise.
Fifth win in his last 37 events worldwide. He can flat out swing it, so he's the big winner there. Golf moves to Valero in San Antonio this week. We'll get caught up on the Hoosier beat. Indiana couldn't complete the sweep of Iowa yesterday, but Chris Lemonis' Hoosiers are playing some pretty good stuff right now, and we'll get caught up on our man Barry King. His water poloers had a great weekend, so plenty to do coming back at 8:45.
Yeah, we'll lead with that. They were 4-for-4 and clinched the number 2 seed, and have a week off before the CWPA tournament out in Boston, Mass. So good stuff on water polo.
Joe Smith time at WGCL here live on a Monday morning. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
Glass, I am fine. Margaret, good morning again.
Good morning again, Joe.
You busy weekend here on campus with the big bike races. Congratulations to the winners there. Was a
Phoenix. Delta Tau Delta.
Yes.
And a big
winner. First title in 4 years.
That's right. Crash-marred race, but still found a winner. So yeah. Fantastic and great sprint on the girls' side, ladies' side, women's side on Friday. So two fantastic champions. But plenty of other action going on. We'll start in the pool, not swimming and diving, but the water polo queens, Barry King, rolling right along.
Well, you know, after losing to regular season champion Michigan, Barry King's water polo Hoosiers have done nothing but win. They had a perfect 4-for-4 weekend in Princeton, New Jersey, beating Brown, George Washington, and Sunday Bucknell and number 21 Hartwick to clinch the 2 seed in the upcoming April 29 CWPA championships. They finished out 6-1 in league play, 6 in a row, 18 of their last 20. And now sporting a 21-6 record overall, Kelly Matthews and Candace Schroeder evenly divided 22 goals on the weekend. Five other women had three or more goals. Sarah Myers, Kate Pipkin in on 20 of 44 assists. And that Hoosier duo was pretty tough at the defensive end, combining on 14 steals. Indiana with the week off to get ready for the tournament. The champion goes into the NCAA tournament, by the way. Indiana will open up in Boston, Mass, April 29th against seven-seeded Brown. Meanwhile, senior Camille Chevalier earned her first collegiate tourney title, winning the Lady Buckeye invite over in Columbus, Ohio. An outstanding 4-under-68 on Sunday in the final round, finishing 3-under for the tournament and atop the leaderboard at 213, enabling Clint Wallman's Hoosiers to finish in a second-place tie with Ohio State. The IU women are playing well. They're fourth, second, and T-second in their last three tournaments. Mike Mayer's Hoosiers out of sync this weekend at the Boilermaker invite, finishing 15th. Team medalist was Kagan Vega. A T-22. He was 3 over 219 to lead IU there. Jeremy Wertzman's Tennis Hoosiers on a bit of a roll. They've won 4 in a row. They whitewashed Iowa in Iowa City 4-0 yesterday. They've now won 4 of their last 5, winning doubles yesterday. Sam Monette and Daniel Benarczyk, along with Chris Essek and Stefan Lugancic, to win the doubles point to get things started. Sam also won a straight set victory at number 1 singles. Elsewhere, Lynn Loring's crew knocked off Minnesota 5-2 Sunday. Out on the varsity courts, Paula Gutierrez won at 1 singles in straight sets, and Stephanie Smith continues her strong play. She won at number 4 singles, her 4th straight win in Big Ten play. Well, behind a 5th-inning 2-run double by senior Kelsey Dotson and a complete game showing from sophomore pitcher Emily Kirk, Michelle Gardner's softballers averted a sweep by Michigan State as they won Sunday 2-1 up in East Lansing. The complete game win was the 2nd of Kirk's career. She allowed only 1 extra base hit and 1 walk on the day. Indiana 6-8 now, the women in the Big Ten. Chris Lemonis's baseball Hoosiers lost their 8-game winning streak Sunday out of the barn, losing in 10 to Iowa 6-5 as the Hawkeyes got to Tim Belcher in the 8th and 9th innings of that ball game. But the series went to Indiana, 2 out of 3, which is the good part of it. Indiana 6-3 in the Big Ten now. DH Scotty Bradley had a nice game. He knocked in 3 with a couple of hits. Logan Sowers, his team-leading 7th home run of the year. And Tony Butler has been hitting well. He knocked out his 3rd of the year. Indiana's Rory Hunter and Brenna Calder won the 1,500-meter races as the Hoosier men and women each finished 2nd in the Big Ten ACC Challenge down in Louisville over the weekend. The Hoosier women also got wins from Laura Schroeder in the Hammer, and Sid Clute and Sophie Gudermuth went 1-2 in the pole vault. Might add that former North Cougar Dylan Anderson was 2nd in the pole vault, 16.9 1/4 there. Well, the rowers did well, 13th ranked. They were down at the Clemson, South Carolina invite, and they finished with their boats to 8th ranked Texas in 3 different races, right behind the Longhorns. A very competitive effort on the part of the rowers over the weekend. Mike Hickson finished 6th in the men's 3-meter finals of the FINA Diving World Series held up in Windsor, Ontario over the weekend. A former Hoosier diver, Amy Kozat, finished 6th in the women's 10-meter finals on Sunday. Elsewhere, the field hockey Hoosiers, well, they lost Ohio State and tied Kent State in the hockey palooza, field hockey palooza up at the University of Michigan over the weekend, as Taylor Pearson and Maddie Lutino both knocked in a goal in the two games. So Indiana's field hockey team getting ready to wrap up their spring session. And the soccer Hoosiers of Todd Yeagley, they blanked UIndy 3-0 at the Grand Park up in Westfield on Friday night. Austin Poncho along with Jeremiah Kuchar and Richard Ballard scored the goals. Indiana perfect this spring with wins over SIU, Edwardsville, Notre Dame, and UIndy. And now on Sunday of this weekend, they'll conclude spring season as they will host the Mexico U-20 national team, as the action will start at 2 o'clock on the Armstrong Turf. David Glass in the zone. Your phone calls tonight at 6. Reds baseball against Colorado. Alfredo Simon towing the rubber at the Great American Ballpark. Pregame at 7:05. First pitch tonight at 7:10.
Carl Edwards wins in Bristol, Joe?
He does indeed, on a nice restart, as he's been competitive so far this spring. Kind of cooled off one of my favorite drivers, Kyle Busch, winning the Bristol 500 yesterday. Simon Pagenaud won for Team Penske, its first win of the spring. They were up or over at Long Beach, California, the Grand Prix there. But Pagenaud has really raced well. He's got three top fives already this year racing on the Indy circuit.
As you mentioned, Reds on the radio tonight. They fall yesterday 4-3 in St. Louis, right in it till the end there, Joe. They've got Colorado in town. Rockies took 2 out of 3 from the Cubs in Wrigley. Speaking of the Cubs, they will come to the Great American Ballpark for a four-game weekend series starting on Thursday night, and we'll give away a pair of tickets to caller number 3, 812-333-2665, 7 p.m., dropping the puck on Thursday night there. We know you've got a busy week, and we'll check in with you then coming up at Sports Talk tomorrow night, and we'll hear from you live on Friday.
Sounds like a plan.
Enjoy the hot weather, my man.
Oh, I will.
Joe,
oh,
have
man.
A great week.
Thanks, Margaret.
Joe Smith, Monday morning, 7:45 and 8:45 on WGCL.